A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Nun Gimel, Yevamos 53b, pagination 106, starting the new Mishnah about midway on the page. Habo'al Yevimto, a person who's intimate with his Yevama, the case is that the living brother is going to live with the widow of the deceased brother who died without children. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. Whether he does that intimate act willfully or not. Willfully in this case means for znus, not for the sake of mitzvah. Shogeg means that he didn't intend for anything or intended for a different person. Bein ba'ones, bein ba'ratzon, whether it was forced or it was willingly. And the Gemara and the Mefarshim actually deal with a case where he was forced by non-Jews, by wild people, to be with her. Skipping two lines, some of the variables, just to make things straightforward and simple, we're on the fifth line. Echad ha-ma'are ve'echad ha-gomer. Whether the person only began the act of intimacy, the bia, or he completed the act of intimacy, the bia. Kona, he is kona, the relationship has been consummated, and indeed, they are married. Now, just to make an observation here, when we say ma'are, or gomer, that he started the act of intimacy, bia, or completed the act of intimacy bia, we're not talking about the way perhaps medically someone would talk about completion, and they're referring to hotsoas zera, that the seed was emitted, in English, ejaculation. We're talking about completion of the act of intimacy, and that has nothing to do with anything comes out. It has to do with how far the male organ has gone in to the body. And ma'are, beginning, means that just the first part of the male organ went in. Gomer, completion, means that there was complete insertion of the body. Either way, in our case, is kona, it is considered yibum and creates marriage. Now, this difference in the discussion of how in is in has practical ramifications. Let's first deal with the concept. When it comes to kiddushin, for example, a man wants to be mekadesh a woman through bia, through intimacy. So we know that Rav Mangid Amanda mekadesh bevia, they would give lashes for someone who would be mekadesh a woman through bia. It's totally improper, but it works. It's the first mishnah of kiddushin. It works. Kesef, by giving her value, like a ring, shtar, through a document that says that she's married and you give it to her and she accepts it, or bia, by being with her with intent for marriage, it's a good kinyan, it works as kiddushin. In the topic of kiddushin, we find a fascinating distinction in that hara, the start of the bia, could in fact be sufficient to create the kinyan. However, kol haboel daito al gemar bia, under normal circumstances, a person who is being mekadesh through bia intends to complete the bia, meaning total insertion, and until he does so, in his mind, he has not done what he intended in order to acquire the woman as his wife. As a result, the way it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Lamed Gimel Sif Beis in Evan HaEzer, a person could be kona with hara if he would say, I only want to do that initial start of the bia. But under normal circumstances, we would assume that he intends full act, meaning total insertion. And as a result, if he stopped for some reason, a fire alarm went off, something happened, and he didn't go in all the way, then it's quite probable that they're not yet husband and wife. As I mentioned, we still got to get a little bit more practical, because Yibum, the fact that Ha'ra'ah or Gemar Bia, whether it's the beginning or it's not the beginning, it's got to be the total insertion, it's not relevant today, we don't do Yibum. Likewise, we are not Kona wives through Bia. We first do Kiddushin and Chuppah, etc. I mean, she's married. By the time they make it to the Yichud room, and certainly by the time they make it to their home, or hotel room, or whatever, they're husband and wife well before the Bia. The place that this does come up as a discussion is regarding a Chasan. There is a halacha in Yoredeya Kuf Tzadi Beis Sifdalid that if the couple gets married and before the chasan had a chance to be with her intimately, she became a nida, there are certain restrictions imposed because they were not yet intimate together. And there is a prohibition of yichud, of them being together on their own without chaperone. And there are all kinds of ways to address this, with an open door, with a child that sleeps with them. There are ways to deal with it. But the question is, do we have to deal with it or not? And the rule is that if he was not intimate with her, we have a principle that the drive to be with her has not yet been satisfied at least once. And therefore, the regular self-control that husband and wife have with each other when she's a nida, they're prohibited to each other intimately, and so be it, and they wait until she goes to mikvah and is no longer prohibited, and everything's good. But over here, since they were never together yet, there is a restriction of yichud until they are together intimately. And over here, the question really does apply, what is considered satisfying this requirement to have been intimate? What is the level of bia that would satisfy this? Because what we find sometimes is that the chasan and kala are so tired as a result of the chasna, or because they're not totally in touch with their bodies and aware. Sometimes one or the other tenses up, and it's not so simple to just finish things up on the first night. And therefore, we do have cases where the chasan makes contact in an intimate way, but is not able to complete. And the question over there is, can we fit it into this shaila of hara'ah, the start of bia, or as opposed to Gemar Bia, the completion? Again, as I mentioned earlier, keep in mind this has nothing to do with whether it reached what would be described medically as climax or Hotsoas Zera ejaculation. We're talking simply how far in has the person gone so that it should satisfy the requirements of an act of intimacy. And this shaila is commonly not paskined in public forum, but instead we give the chasan a phone number, and if he's stuck in a difficult type, questionable, not quite sure what his status is, we recommend asking a shaila, because the logic here is quite delicate. On the one hand, he may have gone in part way, and as a result, halachically, it would have been considered a bia. On the other hand, we're looking for the information of whether Yitzro Takfo, if he still has drive that has not yet been satisfied in an initial way, whether that still exists. And it could be that just as Daito Agamar Bia, the average person doing a Kiddushin, intends it for the end of the Bia, meaning total insertion, it could be that over here also, until he goes in all the way, we're still dealing with a case of Yitzro Takfo, of this unusual level of drive, in which case we would still require chaperones. So again, this is the background, but on a practical level, a shaila should be asked. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.